Dear small group leaders, thanks for clicking on the video or audio files for our small group leader tips this week. It took me a little extra time this evening to get the video and audio files together because of our restorative justice luncheon after worship and two meetings this afternoon. So if you tried viewing this earlier and didn't see it, that's why the text was posted, but not the audio or the video. Today's sermon videos on the joy of Jubilee are available on the church website at christchurchsl.org, and the weekly discussion guide is available in the link below that goes to the smallgroupleaders.net site, but is also attached in the weekly email. Please send your group a friendly email reminder of your upcoming meeting this week, and be sure to include the sermon videos link and the discussion guide PDF file too. You may wish to include some items from the leader tips in your email as well, such as an invitation to the Ash Wednesday services at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. this week. The leader tips are available in all three formats at the site. Here is leader tip one. Slight change in the guide format this week and next week. As mentioned last week, I'm making some slight changes to the discussion guide format, with placing the prayer request sharing at the front end of the meeting during the getting started section, but keeping the actual prayer time at the end. Beginning next week, I also may be adding references to scriptures not necessarily used in the sermon, but help illustrate the main sermon points and expound on them. This will allow the group to go deeper into related scripture-based ideas that they may not have thought about during the sermons. Because the text of these additional passages might not fit in the two-page guides starting next week, the group will want to have at least one member with a Bible to read the additional scriptures out loud to the group. While the passages are read, members may find it helpful to follow along in their own Bibles, but it's not required. You may want to have two or three extra Bibles on hand for those who do wish to follow along, though. Some may also wish to use their smartphones for this purpose, either using the internet for a Bible site like BibleGateway.com or by using a free Bible app. The app YouVersion is good and it's free. To get it on your phone, just search on Bible and download the icon with the brown book icon that says Holy Bible on it at the App Store for your iPhone or for your Samsung phone. It also has a variety of translations and Bible reading plans that are available if people want to make use of those. Leadership 2, schedules and upcoming events. Ash Wednesday is this week with a brief service at 7 a.m. and a full one-hour service at 7 p.m. The message, A Valentine for Lent, will be offered by Pastor Hall in the morning and by Pastor Temple in the evening. This marks the beginning of the season of Lent in the Christian calendar and in our community at Christ Church as well. We pray this will be the beginning of a time of spiritual growth for you and your group members. The following Sunday will be the start of our Lenten sermon series, Spring Training, Disciplines for a Strong Spiritual Life, when we will remember and practice such disciplines as being in community, fasting, receiving communion, prayer, and reading scripture. The series will conclude with our worship services during Holy Week on Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. Tonight, February 11th, on Sunday, Pastor Temple is leading the Small Group Leaders Equipping Track on session 2, The Uniqueness of the United Methodist Tradition from Grace to Grace. It started 30 minutes later this week, but we'll be back on track for our 5 p.m. meeting next Sunday. And if you missed the session and you'd care to hear it, I'll be placing the audio recording at the smallgroupleaders.net site soon. Leader tip 3, helpful reminders. The new sermon series is a great opportunity to invite new people to join your group for just a 6-week time period. Please consider thinking about someone new to invite. You might consider the no commitment, just come and see approach for an invitation to the first meeting in the new series. Remember to offer newcomers the pre-participation survey so that we can get their first impressions and then a follow-up post-participation survey to see how their numbers shifted during their sermon-based small group experience. They will also have the option to continue after the winter semester ends on after Easter into the spring mini-mester if they wish. We'll also have an end-of-the-semester feedback form just for folks to fill out about their experience and having the opportunity to voice their intentions for what they're going to do next semester. If you know of those looking for a new group in the Riverstone, Sugar Creek, Sugar Mill, Siena, or First Colony areas, please share my phone and email address with them. We're trying to get enough people together in those areas to form new groups. You probably have my email in your inbox or from the website dan@christchurchsl.org. The church phone number is 281-980-6888, and I'm at extension 4776. By now, hopefully, you have received an email invitation from someone at the church to log into the new online church membership, attendance, and giving program called Realm. The best way to tag into your existing account is to click on the invitation link you received via email. If you did not receive an email invite, just for more information about it, check on the church website under christchurchsl.org/realm. There may be some aspects of Realm that may be helpful for your group in staying connected to one another as well. And I can speak more about this in our leader tips for next week. The first step is just getting logged into the new system. Thank you again for stepping out and trying new things in our ministry of discipleship together. I'm excited for the days ahead in our spring training and what we'll be talking about and learning about in our small groups. May God bless you all as you meet with your groups this week.